Lisa and Pete would love to give you $5,000 to go travelling with. However, the best they can do is this podcast. But if you buy land with LWP, you'll score a $5,000 travel voucher. Find out more at lwppropertygroup.com.au.
Well done to you, you little chef.
Flashback Friday, or cheesy flashback Friday today, and yep. Made deviled eggs and cocktail onions on a toothpick. You know, you can't find toothpicks with foil on the end of them anywhere anymore. Yeah. What's that stuff called?
I know what you're talking about, the cellophane.
Cellophane.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I wasn't going to sit there all morning and stick cellophane to toothpicks.
Well done. I felt like I was in the second half of the 80s. It was great. That's all I know of the 80s. Look, there is somebody in Perth who's won $50 million, and they're not entirely sure about it yet. To talk more about it, we've gotten in touch with Pina from Lottery West. She joins us on the phone. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi,
how
Pina.
Are you?
Oh, not as good as them, but I... How great to be so, oh, well, whatever, that you haven't even checked your ticket yet.
I know. Look, we're still doing a call out. There's still somebody out there in WA that's holding a $50 million ticket.
All on their own.
It was a single entry ticket. So it's out there somewhere.
Don't even have to say I bought one for me and one for the office.
So is this, like, because I've often wondered about this. Like, you guys know if somebody, obviously you know somebody's won, but you know if somebody's won because you know where that ticket's sold and, like, your records can track all that the way the technology is?
Yeah. Look, we certainly know what outlet has sold the ticket. Mm-hmm. And at this stage, details we are revealing about this ticket is that it was sold in the Perth metro area, and that it is a ticket that is not registered to our players' registration service.
Right.
Does that mean it's probably just one of those casual slip picks?
That's right. It could be somebody who was, in a rush and has just picked up a ticket on their way. It could be somebody that was on holidays. We just don't know.
We heard a rumour that it might be somebody in Morley or Subi. Would that be right?
Oh, look,
she's
there's always
said
Chinese whispers.
She'll have to kill you. What did you not take? But does the lottery agent owner know they've sold the winning ticket?
They do. They know, and they're tight-lipped just like us. So,
right, okay.
At this stage, just encouraging people to keep checking those tickets and contact us if they think they're holding the winning ticket.
I have a theory that they bought it yesterday and they put it in a birthday card and posted it. And now
they're
camped out at the house waiting for the mail delivery to quickly snatch it back. And,
Pina.
That would be me.
Is there any truth to the rumour that if you don't find someone within 24 hours, then the first person who contacts you and says, bags, that's mine, wins the $50 million?
Is this your theory?
I also bought a ticket in the Morley Subi area, but I lost it. But I know they were the winning numbers. Can I claim?
Look, there's a bit more time than 24 hours. In fact, local players have 12 months from the date of the draw to claim their prize.
12 months?
Yeah, and look, we do see Division 1 winners be quite prompt in claiming their prize.
Oh, yeah.
But others actually like to.
Could have been at your place last night, Pina.
We do have some people, though, that do like to hold on to their ticket and not check it just because they want to keep dreaming that maybe it is that winning ticket and they're not quite ready to check out and find out the decision.
It's the heartbreak, isn't it? It's disappointment. It's like asking that person that you had a crush on but you don't ask them because of that fear of rejection.
Mm. Oh, look. We've got some people that wait a while. We had a few years ago a young university student who thought she was coming in to claim $1,300. To find out it was a $13 million ticket, so...
Oh, wow.
She would have been able to pay for a course after that. How fantastic. Well, Pina, I'm sure they will come forward. I mean, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet.
That's right. Still early, very, very early days, and they may just be sitting back and waiting for the right time to come forward, which is completely
or
fine
too. Or they haven't come to yet after fainting last night.
Exactly. That could be a possibility. Maybe they're still out of it. Thanks, Pina.
Thanks, no
Pina.
Worries. Thanks, guys.
$50 million Powerball. It was won by somebody in WA and they don't even know it yet.
Yeah, we'd love to congratulate them.
Sure.
And then hit them up for a loan, but they don't even know they've won. However, they'll probably find out on the weekend and then...
resign.
Monday comes.
Yeah, 13:33:53. We want to know how you'd resign from your job if you won big. We got Charlie in Armidale. G'day, mate.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Charlie, ever fantasised about it?
Yes, and actually, this is what I'll do. I actually wouldn't tell no one. I'll still go back to work the next day, you know, playing my cards, as I always do. I walk in with coffees and just give them, you know, some donuts or buy them lunch or whatever. As for my family, I'll give all my brothers and sisters an undisclosed amount of $1 million for give it to them.
Well, you just disclosed it. Okay.
Yeah.
like a gift from my heart from me to you.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
My parents, I'll just send them on a business class, a first class trip to Europe.
Oh,
expenses and accommodation paid for.
So much money to spend around. It's so nice to be able to give that amount of money to all your, you know, brothers and sisters and nieces.
That's another thing. And also, I'll just love to give some more money or some money to a saint, St. Anthony or San Rocco. I've got great devotion to, which I love so much.
Sorry, did you say? Okay, yep, cool. No worries. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
He didn't say Saint Rocco, did I? I thought he said Sav Rocco for a second.
Sav Rocco, like, no saint.
No, he's well gone.
Sav Rocco is no saint.
We've got Brandon in Merengaroo. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Brandon. Good. Have you thought about how you would resign if you won $50 million?
I'd hire one of those skywriters.
Yes.
Yeah.
And get them to write a message like, "I'm out of here." See you overseas?
Yes.
And then they look next to them and they have a plane ticket there. Something real sly like that.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
That is pretty awesome. And I like how you've gone to the next level as well. Like, it's not just the Skywriter in the air, but you've got the plane ticket ready to go and everything. Nice work.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Brandon.
See you, Brandon.
We got Terry and Yanchep. G'day, mate.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. Terry, have you thought about how you would resign if you won $50 million?
Well, I'd pre-book a limousine to arrive at work 5 minutes after I arrive. I'd go into the manager's office because I wear a uniform. I'd strip butt naked and say, "I'm out of here."
To Shirley Bassey's, "Hey, big spender."
That's it. I'm out of here. They're all yours.
Oh,
you got to have somebody tape it as well so you can have a slow motion playback of that one day down the track as well, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just to see his face.
Nice work, mate.
At least
good
you're
idea.
Handing in the uniform.
Yeah.
That's decent.
Oh, yeah. Hand it in, just drop it on the floor.
Thanks, mate.
Bye. Anyway,
cheers, guys.
Maybe
there's always next week for the rest of us.
No kidding. Maybe Terry could have a $50 note wedged in his bottom as well as he walks away from his boss. Wouldn't that be great? It's Lisa and Pete. We know this top bloke is one of the MasterChef judges, and now he's also got a new show of his own. Far Flung kicks off on Saturday at 6 on 10. Gary Meehan joins us now. G'day, mate.
Hello. What a nice intro. I feel all pumped up and raring to go now. That was lovely.
It's our version of a hug. You know?
And I felt it all these thousands of kilometres away.
It's a big weekend. I mean, we're really into the home stretch on MasterChef. And your show premieres 6 o'clock on Saturday. Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm very excited. I'm a little nervous, actually. I didn't think I would be, but it's been a little project of ours for a while now, and we funded the pilot, took it to 10 and said, "Hey, you know, we'd love to make this. Will you buy the show?" And they said, "Yeah, great, go for it." And so, yeah, we put all this effort in. We travelled, I think, total about 6 weeks across Asia, lots of aeroplane flights and lots of delays, etc. I think we've made a great show. It's a little, you know, people will see me in a different light, not looking like a bank manager on MasterChef, but, you know, jeans and T-shirt, riding a scooter through Hanoi, which was terrifying, and, you know, getting my fingers sort of, you know, dug into, you know, the local food and meeting people, which is, I think, the greatest pleasure.
It's interesting you say, you know, you took it to them, you said, "We'd love to do this," you put it together.
Yeah.
It's not like it just was a given because you're on MasterChef. No. Now you're going to host this.
Yeah, I haven't made any money out of it yet. I'm still, we're still very heavily in the red, waiting to go into the black. But you know, I don't really care about things, you know, like, you know, I don't need a fast car. I mean, I love a fast bike, but you know, it's more about experiences. And, you know, as you know, I'm mildly obsessed about food. Hang on to say I'm totally obsessed about food.
You're not the Lone Ranger.
So to travel and eat, perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited by it. Excited by it, of course.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in your career, you've seen millions upon millions of dishes that you've tried, different things from all corners of the world. Is there anything in Far Flung that even blew you away?
There were a few odd things that, and I didn't deliberately set out to find the weirdest stuff. But for example, in Luang Prabang, which is in Laos, which is north of Vietnam, which was the most beautiful city. It's a World UNESCO Heritage Site. It's unbelievable. And the food was incredible. But they also are true foragers. You know, what you see in the marketplace are what people are collecting from around where they live. So river weeds and herbs and, you know, sort of honeycomb and wasp larvae. And so I tried some odd things, you know, like deep-fried locusts with lime leaves and the wasp larvae and and there were bats on sticks and rats on sticks, which I didn't try. I thought I could live the rest of my life unless I was starving. Mm. And let's be honest, I could probably go about 3 months before I needed food.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go a bat on a stick.
Is the wasp larvae sort of like a thing that gets served as part of a side of a steak where you just pick it like a bit of sea salt and sprinkle it over the top? How does that work?
I'll tell you what, I was really reluctant. I remember picking it up and going, really, should I? And I thought, cook's curiosity, just do it.
Yeah.
They were actually delicious because they were almost floral, you know, and I suppose when you think about it, you know, it's being fed nectar, you know, it's like honey.
Yeah.
And so it was very floral, and I actually went, these are actually quite nice.
Gary, look, let's just say congratulations on this latest season of MasterChef, because, I mean, I hadn't watched MasterChef for a couple of years, and this season I felt really focused on the amazing dishes and the art and the chemistry and just making you go, wow, every single night that you watched it. And it got me back into the show, and I was stoked to see it. So congrats on a great season.
The best. It focuses on the food and the cooking. Thank God.
And,
it's amazing what comes out of it. And often, I'll be honest, I go, you know, maybe we should be bigger and shoutier
and more
controversial.
It's what worked in the beginning.
They say that. No, we love it. So we're looking forward to a massive grand finale. And wait till you see this dish that Heston has set for them. It is blow your mind stuff, honestly. Amazing.
All the best for Far Flung as well on Saturday night at 6 o'clock.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much, Gary, for having me on.
With a $5,000 travel voucher from LWP, you could go pretty much anywhere in the world. Better yet, you can take this podcast of Lisa and Pete with you. Find out more at lwpropertygroup.com.au.